This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. It's great to meet with you each weekday morning at this time and to open the Bible and see what God has to say to us, because God wants to use His Word in your life to help make you more like Him and to change your life. Do you know that following God, knowing God, loving God, it's not just about being religious or going to church. It's about being changed as a person by your encounter with God. And God wants to do this in your life. He wants to reorient your life to His purposes for you. As long as you try to keep your life just focused on yourself, you lose so much. Because what we want to do is just be Christian enough to try and get God to bless our plans for our lives. But do you know that God's blessing follows His plan for our lives? And if you want to really experience a wonderful relationship with God, you need to move your life down His paths for you. That's what we want to learn from God about today. We're talking this week on the theme of giving. And yesterday we read this beautiful story that Jesus told about a master who had servants, and he went away on a journey, and he left different amounts of money to different ones of his servants for them to use and invest for him while he was gone for quite a long time. And one of them invested a large amount of money and got a large amount back, and he was so excited when the master returned to share with the master what he had done, and the master was excited with him. The next one had less money, but he had done the same with it, and again, there was a real great time of sharing that with the master when he returned. But the third servant, he just took and hid the money the master gave him, so there was no chance of losing it. But he never invested it or worked on it to try and make something out of it. And the master was really upset with him when he got back. Well, there's a great little nugget of truth in this story that I want you to notice today. Let me read a couple of verses from the story to you again. Verses 22 and 23 of Matthew 25. Jesus says, "The one also who had received the 2 talents, a talent is an amount of money, came up and said, 'Master, you entrusted to me 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.'" I think what we see from these couple of verses out of this story is such a great principle of giving, and that is this. When God entrusts things to you, whether they're financial things or other things, honoring God with what He's entrusted to you is for your own good. Sometimes it might not seem like that when you're trying to choose whether to spend that money on yourself or give it to that ministry need that God has put on your heart. It might not seem like it's to your advantage when you don't want to release your children to God's call on their lives, which could end up taking them far away from you. It might not seem like it's for your own good when God is calling you to take on that ministry that you're suited for, but it's going to cost you. Just look at the result of using what is God's, and that's everything you have, for God. What God wants you to know is that when He sees that He can trust you to honor Him with those things, then He entrusts you with more. And when God sees you putting Him first, His great plan is the joy of your master for you. It is so true, and those who have put it into practice can tell you time and time again that you will never lose in the long run as a result of putting God first in your life. Why don't you try it and see? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.